It's 2 p.m. Tuesday, August 28th at Hoops the Gym in Chicago. Michael Jordan is still loosening up. He's got the usual shaved noggin, a silver hoop earring in the left ear. He's wearing a Carolina blue jersey and the latest white Air Jordans. He's about to play six games. Winner's the first team to 10. He's lean and muscular, but there's a white wrap on his left elbow and a black rubber sleeve on and below his left knee. That's for the tendonitis that has flared up below the kneecap. As Jordan slashes through the defenders, look very closely, and you can detect a slight limp in his gait. The earlier games back in June, before Jordan had his two ribs broken by the Bulls' Ron Artest, Jordan had been untouchable. The fire was there, the confidence, the touch, the springs. I watched the June game, and sometimes there was Jordan way above the rim. Whenever he was double-teamed, he made sweet passes. His fall away couldn't be stopped. Now it's a little different. Still, he wants this. He takes a shot, misses, rebounds, taps, misses again. This is where the old Michael Jordan would have just risen up an extra 6 inches and jammed it home. He's breathing hard. He's beat. During breaks, he bends and grabs the edges of his fancy short with a Carolina blue trim. He's not the acrobat of yore, no way. But he's got that bad knee, those ribs, and he's getting back into shape. There's not the friskiness in Jordan's step the way it was there in, say, 1991. Young legs may make random cameos, but when you're 38, they never truly return to the stage. Still, if this guy has a genius, it is to reinvent himself and to hate losing more than anything. In one game with Jordan's team up 9-4, next basket wins, everybody knows what's coming. Jordan gets the ball, it's not going anywhere else, and he backs Penny Hardaway down. There's some hand-checking, some dribbling. Jordan fakes left, he fakes right. Then he rises up and buries a 15-foot J for the 10-4 wipeout. Now the tongue comes out, now the backpedaling, now the hope. Mike and his gang go 3-3 on the day, 500. And the question is, can Jordan live with that, or can he make the gods shine down on him again?